During his lifetime, Pope John Paul II has made a public case for protecting life at all stages, including, and perhaps especially, the death spiral, which for many can be difficult to witness. Michael Novak is a Catholic theologian and a friend of Pope John Paul II. His most recent book is The Universal Hunger for Liberation. Mr. Novak joins us in our studios. Thank you for being with us on this morning.
Oh, Scott, it's an honor to be here, to be watching in a way as the Pope, he seems to be in his last days. It's both hard and joyful to watch a friend die.
Well, can you help us understand, on the one hand from a physical distance, but yet certainly an emotional closeness and knowing him, what you can infer of his attitude towards, as if I might put it this way, literally, almost metaphorically, as the door opens into his passage into another dimension?
First, a word about why he wanted to be at St. Peter's. I just have to get this by intuition, obviously. Yeah. But it is to be near people. It is to be in familiar, to be at home, as it were, to die at home, which is the classic, the way many of our parents wish they could do it. And then it's also to be near the martyrs. One must remember that the reason St. Peter's is where it is that it's right, it partly overlaps Nero's circus, where so many thousands of Christians were put to death in the very early days, including, it's thought, St. Peter. And therefore, it's on a ground that itself has been consecrated by suffering and by witness and by a witness to hope. That is, they had no idea of how great a force Christianity was going, what a culture-shaping force Christianity was going to be when they gave their lives. And then, you know, so many of the popes are buried there in St. Peter's. Yeah. So he's, as it were, the Catholic idea of things is to have this great sense of time and being part of a people that goes back a long period, and being just the skin, just the current skin that passes and then another generation comes along. Spend a great deal of time with youth just for that reason. Now it's yours.
Help us understand how the Pope sees the importance of suffering.
One of the comparative advantages of Judaism and Christianity is that they stress the importance of suffering. The Jews in exile for such a large part of the time of biblical history, and the wailing and laments of the Psalms, for instance, are full of love and trust and confidence, and yet pregnant with suffering. And it's more modern, more liberal to try to go on as if on the happy sides of life, as if it's morbid to think about. Not for Jews and Christians. There's a willingness to confront evil, a willingness to think about death, a willingness to think about suffering, and to see them part of God's plan, of the normal unfolding of things, in places where if we turn our hearts to God in love and gratitude and in as much kindness as we can show to those around us, we're doing what the universe was made for. Dostoevsky described the world as a surrounded by an invisible belt, almost silvery belt, of charity. Every kind act goes into it, builds up a reservoir from which people who are alone and in need can draw. And this is an image very dear to the Pope, this civilization of love, he called it. It's invisible, you don't see it, but we all, our suffering is meaningful, no matter how remote and alone we seem to be. We contribute to this universal band.
Well, thank you very much, Catholic theologian and writer Michael Novak, who will be joining us throughout the morning as we follow the condition of Pope John Paul II here on Weekend Edition.